Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please share it and be a blessing to someone. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you praise. Tap your voice and just begin to bless God. Just begin to bless God. Lift up your voice. Just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Pate veleve vedo shavradi sheleve mente veleve vele vrandele vevedi ku shevre deleve ma devele vradu shevre deleve prate leve veleve prajele vante vradu shevre de ma prade leve veleve krade leve vele vre davava pradu jeve leve we bless your name baba beleve vele vrandele vevedi Medava livradi chevre de levede Zavra de levevele Meko java prati chevede mente veliva meleveve Ko chevre de leveveniha Ma de leveve Ko chevra di livi Mente vrende leveve Menta bradi Mebre de leveve Mebra diva ko chevre de Beloved, lift your voice and just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Mamba levra delebe, azavra deleve. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord. Meleve veliva ku shavra deleve vene. Me deve velivra desha. Man deve leve velivra deleve vene. Me deve leva ku shavra deleve. You are worthy, O Lord. You slept like a dead by your strength and your mercy preserve us. Meko javra televeve melevava divradi chevre de levede javra televeve liva ko chevre de leve javra de leveve brado chavra de leve baba levran de leveve jem de velevan de vran de leveve zeleveve levran de leve mele Vendava, Melevendava, Melevendava, Zendeveleve, beloved, bless the name of the Lord, Cadeleveve, Zendeveliva, Co Javradele, Zeleveve, Deleve, Mandeveleva, Zevrati, Jevredeja, Javdeleveveliva, Co Javrandeleve, Zeleve, Calabra, Do, Chevredeja, Randeleveve, Le prati, le croce levé, mente vedi, salababa le vrade levé, zante le vede, kale vrade levé, le vrade ou chavrade levé, releveve le vrade levedi, chavrade levé, ou chavrade li vivi mi vi, ze vrade li vidi, releveve le, Father, we give you praise. 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 We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we give you praise. Father, God, we give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Mandevele,
Jesus, we give you glory.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I want us to lift up our voice and just invite the Spirit of the Lord that let today be a special day. Each and every day, the Holy Spirit has something new for us. So we are lifting up our voice. Father, whatever you have for us today, Father, open the heavens and visit us this morning in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Say, Father, whatever you have for us. Whatever you have for us, whatever you have for us, whatever you have for us,
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God richly bless you this morning. God richly bless you. This morning, I want to talk about honoring pastors or honoring men of God. And I'm going to try and leave the last 15, 20 minutes to Nana Esika for here. Honoring men of God. Can we read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 12? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 12. Honoring men of God or honoring pastors. And I read, but to each of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he, which is Christ, and he gave gifts unto man. Verse 9, and now he ascended. What does that mean? He said, that means he first also descended into the lower part of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the fullness of Christ. So the giftings or the fivefold ministry was given, one, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, two, to edify the body of Christ, three, that we will all come to unity in the faith. And he said, for the knowledge of the Son of God. But then if you are able to perfect your Christian life, you will come to a measure and a stature of the fullness of Christ. Then you'll be full like Christ, all the things Christ did. Because the ability that Christ was able to do all the things he did was what? Acts 10 verse 38, he was full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. So a perfect Christian, you have the fullness and the measure of what? Christ Jesus. So this is what I want to talk about. We know the fivefold ministry, but then I want to single out pastors. This week, strangely, I realized that most churches were doing pastors appreciation. I don't know if it is something that, I don't know, but it looks like every church was doing it. Most churches, and I'm like, wow. And these churches are not connected in any way, but some way, somehow, I guess in the spirit, there is an alignment. And when I was thinking about this, I'm like, men of God deserve some recognition. Papa Adam Fopa and any man of God here, you deserve a recognition. God bless you for the good works. God bless you for the time. Each and every day, Monday to Sunday, Adam Fopa is praying. I'm like, hey, this man, this man, every day, he never missed one. Sometimes he has clinicals at school and he said, Nana, I'm going here, y'all come. I'm like, hey. God richly bless you and every man of God here. But I want to take time and break things down. One, we have to understand that the fivefold ministry was the depart one of the departing gift of Christ. Yes, it will not sorry now all corner. It was the grace and it was the departing gift. So if you read verse 7 now. Verse 8, now see, when he ascended unto high, let me start from 7 and 8. I say, but to each of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. So other people does not call the fivefold ministry, they call it the gifts of Christ. The gift of Christ, don't be dismayed. Because I think when we were growing up, most people never used that term, the gift of Christ. The gifts of Christ. Let me read NIV. What does NIV, how did NIV say it? Okay, I'll say to each of us, grace was given as Christ apportioned it. It was Christ who gave. It was his departing gift when he was ascending to heaven. And he gave people the gift. And the Bible said he made some. So the giftings or the fivefold ministry, it was Christ's gift to the church. And he made some apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. And these were to what? One, unify the church, equip the church, build the church. But I said, I want to stand on pastors and honoring men of God. But in actual sense, anyone who is operating in any of this gift is called by God. And they can also form part of this. Now, to understand pastors, I want us to open our scripture to Jeremiah 3, verse 15. Jeremiah 3, verse 15. He said, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah 3 verse 15 said, I will give you shepherds. Let me see how different version put it. Jeremiah 3 verse 15. Let me see how a different version put it. We are going somewhere. I want us to build the foundation. Okay. Let me read NIV. NIV said, I will give you shepherd. Let me see another verse. Let me try King James or New King James. Pelevico Shabradisa Melevedi Shevredisha Mandavado Jalevreisha. And I will give you shepherd. I think most versions put, and I will give you shepherd. There was a version I saw that I will give you pastors after my heart. I'm not sure which version it is, but for the most part, most versions put shepherds. That means pastors are shepherds. One thing about the ministry of Christ, yes, King James said pastors, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge. So pastors feed people with knowledge and understanding. I will give you pastors after my heart. King James, Jeremiah 3:15. But I think every other version puts shepherds. One thing about the ministry or the kingdom is that the Christian kingdom, it is mostly compared to the art of shepherding, where a shepherd becomes the leader and he watches over the sheep, and he is responsible for their protection, their deliverance, their fortification. Sometimes when they are hurt, they are healing. And if you look at these traits, this is like God unto us. God is our healer. God is our, you know, he's the one that defends us. In times of enemies, he defends us, he heals us, and he anointed our head with oil. He protects us, he bathes us, he washes us, cleans us when we dirty ourselves. So the kingdom is mostly compared to the act of shepherding. And if you read the Bible, so many places, David caught that same revelation and he said, the Lord has been my shepherd. Because David knew that in the wilderness, he had no audience. David had no audience. And whenever afflictions and whenever lions, wild animals came at him, it was only the strength of God and it was only the mercies of God that delivered him. So he said in Psalm 23 that the Lord has been my shepherd. In the same way God delivered David from the mouth of lions and bear, it is the duties of pastors to also shepherd God's people. Christians are normally compared to sheep, not because they are animals, but then the act where a shepherd looks over a sheep and put down his life for the sheep. He said, I know my sheep and the sheep also know my voice. Mostly Christianity is compared to the art of shepherding, and pastors are compared to shepherds. So when Christ made people pastors over us, and when Christ gave people giftings and gave them grace, it is not that they will feel that, oh, they are more special than anything. Because one, leaders are actually supposed to serve. So these pastors lay down their lives for us, the sheep. They are, you know, there are most pastors who put everything, their time, their effort, their money. I have met so many men of God. Their paycheck, they use to help people in the church. Yet still, people complain about paying offerings and tithes. I'm telling you. I meet men of God, and what they are saying is, most of the members, especially in Ghana, most of the members have brought their children for him to pay their fees. Because ya compare and we say nipe wahai omuye be 100 ubiye tia offering ubiye amatite. And he said, Nana, even the offering, some of them pay 1 Ghana cedis. Sometimes at the end of the day, unya 100 cedis. But then everyone thinks their pastor is rich. And in the omube ko high school, they bring it for so one boame bay, one was all boame bay. I am a member here for 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. You need to help my children go to school. I am telling you the things some pastors go through. Because the first thing they do is leave the church. Now we are living in a generation, everyone is coming to be a burden on the pastor. Will be a bar, sorry, for the benefit. They are coming to the church not to serve God and to know him, but to become, you know, to make an insurance for themselves. Because if I am part of a church, as long as I am part of a church, so when I'm in need, I will go to the man of God and blackmail him and tell him, I have been in the church for 2 years. I have paid tithe and offering. So help my child go to school. If the pastor says no, I will leave the church. This is what some people are doing to men of God. I said, Nana, every little thing that I get, I was a minister will be able to let me turn my name here. They are ready to cry and be. Then some crowd keep calling. Obiye frame. So I'm going to watch them. I remember when many Nana sika for him in Orlando. Na Nana sika for him. Then the Juma di aye kakra. The paycheck no etimi bani ya dini ya nim krasi sika naba. Na me so me ho chile me say then so there be a members easy a council. The members kept coming. They are in the church. They are struggling. They don't have jobs. And when the bills come, they call pastors. No, my friend, me hope we are to fear. We don't know what to do. There was one day me preaching, no, via texted me to remind me of the electric bill. Hey, me hear my shame. Sometimes pastors are on the pulpit. But be a wonder when someone are attacking for sikabi. So they have to believe God and be in their spirit. Who preach it? No, be a test. He said, "The who preach it? No, I'm funny. Or remind them who say you be trying to light more. Pastor, you need to help me pay. No, my end. What is this? What is this? Na na nesika for he na jini paycheck. Na wasu a person on top bike. Ni akwa top bike. Na ye ni a jizo ye ni a bike with fuel the yesterday. Na fe by Friday." Paycheck and mother, na ya friend, we called the shop, say, oh, the paycheck has, they're like, no, we have been paid. You have been paid. Yes, no, I'm waiting and I'm looking at the account and no money has come in. I'm saying, still, you've been paid. I paid yet what you are, not knowing the money, na ya, they are quarter bike, and you pay $200. No, Andrew 150 kura no na eye the paycheck na the whole week ejuma na wa here na paycheck abanu no me say hey.
two weeks
paycheck na your top bike 125 for the scanner sir. Hey, Florida. I'm like Florida. Hey, me say na me da from what na your friend HR na your friend we sikani my you've not been paid. Not knowing that 2 weeks paycheck was 139 yakoto bike, no. I was like, yeah, this cannot bike then you come back. This is many people come to church for insurance. I'm telling you, most people are now seeing church as a social fan club. If only I can join these people. Say me papa free ba omube moments. And this person be offering a moon to be, but they are just waiting for time. I'm telling you, most people are not in the church to be transformed. No wonder people go through church 15 years, 20 years, and they are never transformed because their intention that brought them was not right in the first place. And yet, the person, I'm a good man of God. So, whenever we are in need, to comport them to pay something, as long as you are the man of God, you need to help me pay my rent. You need to help them pay the fees. By force. So men of God, especially in Ghana, one of my members in the bus school fees, and this is like the 10th time. So when and I'm like, wow. God said, I will give you pastors or shepherds after my heart. One can say monstrous pastors. Most pastors in your mobile ministry, most pastors are begging if we can write resignation each and every day. Bible says Moses was the one, the meekest person on earth. But his mandate was to take people to Cana. But Nipa wajuma edding. Umani say me pese. Oh, and I'm a permana. No, many aje, Moses, we love you. We love you. Oh, man of God, we love you. O chinankwa ubisa bribi no mana. No mo keso. This is the new generation of Christians. The new generation of Christians. Ye pe bibina pastor provider ni a money fans. O china pastor ka say no, me watch me minibium su trimon thing. Ye woo yere. Wo yere mpa wa fe fe fe. Se wini bia. Anka one was the move two cars. I don't know Tom Barco find them. I'm like, what? I'm telling you, the things people tell pastors. Say who cry any more? No, you move two cars. Say I'm watching them. I don't know Tom Barco. They determine you as the man of God. He says it looks as if by a man of God that you are in the masses of people. They can ridicule you. Omo ni ano masako pass sorry fufro. What is happening to this generation? I'm telling you, obitimeti ta se omi hu se omodi body e bi wo hu ne once omi hu se omodi body e bi commission house. That means every day ko force se nuane ko commission house aduane wo ho. Then they conclude commission house a man of God in apostolic sin na the chair and okra na say a 200 Ghana cedis. I was like, what? A month sika e dey my pastors na enduru in Ghana. This was about 2 years ago. They say enduru $50 kra. But then they were believed, the church was believing, say ebia members will also bless the pastor individually. Members might bless the pastor. So we have more musika ketubinan, and it is up to the church to look after their pastor. But the same church is also looking to the pastor. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. They are not looking unto, they are looking unto pastor. Because what we say, we the body be a fear. So now they have concluded safe. And sorry, one yaning in a yediku or so fear. And most of times it is not so. It is not so. It is not so. A man of God called me and said, "Nana, me ni papa ko yare baba si keni ho. All I can do is pray." But I knew that this person, Paibona cry went tear because they was hoping, say, me bomb pie the money we are maybe be jibia, maybe a 500 cedis with the atosu. That means 500 cedis ni me nibi. I don't have. People look at men of God as they are the cash cow, that, oh, you are a pastor, so everybody pay you and everyone is bringing you money. People just assume. It is not so. It is not so. Mr. Florida, and one of them who said, no, I have to come back and get my master's and maybe get a better job because I had the inquiry. Rent, when the rent was due, but now you're going to tell you. But through it all, people are also calling every day for sika. The members, they are calling you, looking at you, texting you by force. I was so, you are the pastor. You have to help me pay my bills. You have to help me pay my bills. When you said that sika for him about the Bible account. Some of us abuse men of God. We abuse men of God. We stress them till they don't want to do it anymore. We need to honor our men of God. No wonder around this week and this month, everyone is doing pastors' appreciation. Pastors need to be appreciated. Papa na for panyami oishirao for all your time. He also has a family. Last week, na the wife say omo peka e fani pa 8. I was saying, "I'm sure me pay me ni van ne fani pa 9 ni me tobi channel." Because Monday to Sunday, this man is always here for us. Sacrificing time, the bank put that you be sending cash up, but he's doing everything. One thing is that Podbean is not free. There is a yearly subscription over $150 a day. He pays it, he don't take offerings, and still people also depend on him. Will be afraid of for help. Everyone is praying. Papa Nyami, oh, sit out for your time alone. Time is precious. Monday to Sunday, 1.5 hours. If he was charging it to work and would do over time now, oh boy, and how much money never been account, you know. But he has sacrificed his time for us to defend us, to pray for us. The least we can do is to appreciate him and his wife, Nyami Shiram, and the men of God who bless us on this podcast. Nyami Shiram. Nyami Unshiram. Sometimes we look at men of God and we stress them. We stress them. It is strange. If you are a man of God, not on tier and rent, but church member, pastor, it's your own rent, it's your own fees. Yes, Madura, we can't pay him. Because some, I hear them. Giving your time, consistency, the whole year, just a 7 days, the whole year, 52 weeks, every day, the podcast is ongoing. Nyami shiao, papa. Nyami shiao. Me dwe hu am se e bi wo so ba no pa no aba asore de awia no wa sa bo bi anwum na me se papa we papa we ya mi shao ma me amako as nya mi shao se o ma ne mre na un stress ni bebre na da bi onya bi beboye. Men of God are supposed to be appreciated. What I was so realizing that it is God that made them. Jeremiah 3:15. God said, I will give you pastors and shepherds after my heart. When they are before us, it is not man, but it is a man of God. So what we need to accept them because two, they are the shepherd of our soul. One, they feed us with knowledge and understanding. If you are who read the Bible, no cry, but Papa Bar, we break it down. The men of God that come to bless us, they break the scripture down and make it so sweet to say a word, and they soak it in our mouths. Yamin Shiao, all the men of God that support this podcast, God bless you. Let me read one more scripture. This scripture is talking about Jeremiah 23. That Jeremiah, it was speaking about bad pastors. But I want us to look something. Jeremiah 23, verse 2. He said, thus saith the Lord against the shepherds who feed my people. They scatter the flock, they drive them away, and they do not attend to them. Let me give you this one. Sometimes nipa ho adwuma eden. I know nipa ho adwuma eden. I already said that nipa ho adwuma ntina Moses went through Cana, even though he was the one mandated. And we all know that the shepherds or pastors are supposed to take care of the flock, feed them with knowledge, understanding, bring them to themselves. But any pastor biara who is going through so many things, especially at home. Pastor, a wife is stressing on the I have met men of God and they've been Eli. Eli was not a bad person. Eli was a genuine man. But not the man. But most of us, when we pray, we only pray for our families. How many times do we always go on our knees and pray for our pastors? Eli Bonia Oyeny and he said he was not able to raise the man. Metati said, a soft woman. Or sometimes they are busy taking care of other people's children. No, no, when you're mere at your sorry fear and shed and grow for ma. David went for a bath. No echo defending battle. Actually, the battle was not even his, but he decided to go and help. Once he left in 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, once he left, 1 Samuel chapter 30, the enemy came behind him, came to his house, took his wife, his children, his properties, and everything away. Sometimes pastors are not bad, but when they are busy defending other things, the enemy can catch them off guard. And the Bible said that the enemy came and took everything that belonged to him. After David and the men nearby, the people said they would stone him. You see what happens when the shepherd is distracted. Say, ya man of God. According to Jeremiah, what will happen is that the flocks will be scattered. When the enemy attacks a church or a people, he first go for the head. So when you read the Acts chapter 12, they will go for the inner circle, the head of the church. Because when the shepherd is struck down, the sheep will scatter. There will be no protection for the sheep. Anytime someone have a bad dream, and I say, Obi, go through afflictions, they call their pastor and say, Pastor, this is what I'm going through. Now, have you asked yourself, when the pastor also has a bad dream, who do he call? Se suffer ne bias or dear wine or freno, because ye and bias or dear ye flows or suffer and them a baying cassa. Ye are near cassa or a suffer banya. Because they are busy attending to us, and sometimes the enemy catches them on the blind side, and they have a bombire moment to defend them. God said, I will give you pastors and shepherds after my heart. That means anyone who accepts a father, who accepts a pastor, who accepts a shepherd, you have not only accepted a man, but accepted a man God has given you. And yet the gift of Christ to the church, as we read in Ephesians chapter 4. I said, this is the gift Christ gave to the church. He made some apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, according to what the measure of grace. If you've never appreciated your pastor, it is not too late. It was sometimes just call him. You call your man of God and begin to pray for him. Say, Nyame Shia, Nyame Nyokese. What that year and your time. Because me say that Orlando experience changed my life forever. It changed my life forever because of the time. And that's the Kafua. I want you to take over. Now, if you want to share what we went through in Orlando, God will bless you. But we are talking about pastors and honoring men of God.
Hallelujah. Beloved in the Lord, we thank our brother so much. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. I wouldn't want to take much of our time. I just want to add a little and then we zoom into prayer. So the Bible said that David went to war according to the last scripture that he quoted, 1 Samuel chapter 30. The Bible says that 3 days later, when David and his men arrived at home, arrived at their home of Ziklag, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into the Negev and Ziklag. They had crushed Ziklag and burned it to the ground. Wonderful. Just like he said, there are times that the battle is not even yours. The pastor's work is not always that it's about him and his family. It's not always that it's only about him, his wife, and children. But he goes beyond. The pastor goes past himself. Every pastor goes past himself. And so that is why the pastor is like the shepherd, or the shepherd is used interchangeably with the pastor. He lays down his life, puts his life before the animals, the sheep that is taken care of. So David had taken up this war, this battle. He says that I'm going to fight. And he took it, even though it was not his battle. He said, no, for the sake of the future, for the sake of this community, for the sake of where I find myself, for the sake of where I live, for the sake of the community that I am in. I remember, Papa Danfupa problem, issue, nye problem, mpo issue bia, ya anumubi, dichichre nekon. Papa ya tonebua se, aye message, a powerful message on investment. He showed it to me, he sent it to me, I say, man of God, shadiye imuna hemame said, if everything is okay, I went through again. And by the grace of God, God has also given me some sporadic eye that, that when I look at somebody's writing, that I can just point out some small mistakes that you will not find it. God has, by the grace of God, given me that. So he gave it to me to proofread it, go through. I went through it by the grace of God. And I said, Papa, everything looks good. Go and teach it. It will help. Papa iko jina so dem ko chire chire ya yesi okwabna ni timi sori jina busa se adensi se asori dem na dani gimpa na Adani Gimpa, and I feel the HH investment. Look at that. A diet or software Tony Boise atro atone boise say it will help you. Look at what somebody says about him. To help somebody. That somebody can just say something bad to you. I just say, as a man of God, you ask yourself, did God really call me or I called myself? Sometimes the things that men of God go through, they cannot share it. David has gone to battle to fight for others, and now he comes back and his family, his household has been taken away. That is how a pastor suffers. And run am in papa dan for pa edin komobi. Na se say there ya sorry mukra na kwa kuduru se ye timi frost of work kachere ne se menya miracle menya testimony, so don't share it. Make sure you don't share my testimony. Make sure you don't talk about it. It's a testimony God has given me, but I don't want anybody to hear about it. I don't want you to mention it. I don't want you to say anything anywhere. And we're like, hey, se se de nyame ni yetimi chichiri ni she yebotomo. Se wo nyame ama o testimony ama ye nka. Ne momu wo problem ne de utimi be kan ye em ye bo hom pa ye. That is how people have taken men of God out for a ride. Obeka se mi problem de, metimi aba be ka, me kra de, nanu ya na me ne osofo Esmond Krempo di hun komo. Just about this week, a friend that is going through tough times, and God showed it in a vision to me. So I called her, looked for her number, and I called her, and everything was true. As I speak right now, Enyema e koswa enye. Now I was telling Esmond, now if I show you certain things that is going on, sometimes you ask yourself, why was I even called into this? If you are not careful, you begin to ask yourself so many questions as a pastor. You ask yourself, say, na mi na me frere me ho ana say obi na frere me. Just like as he was saying, yeah, what Orlando, it got to a timer. We just needed about $30. $30 to add up to our $900 rent. $30. Yanko Tianswa, Adia Chiswa, another $25. Beba Betosu. Every day, Beba Bekahuni Ninano, we will pay penal charges on it. $30. And that was the same time some people were always calling us. They need money, they need help. They think that you are the pastor, you must have it, you should have it. Whether you like it or not, you must have it. Onyamin Shira Software more platform. So, in fact, I even believe that everybody on this platform is called by God. May God help each and everyone on this platform. May God bless each and everyone on this platform. May God look down on each and everyone, because we have all been called into special ministries. We have been called with different ministries. The Bible says that for some he called apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some all for evangelists, all for the edification of the body of Christ, and for the saints, for to bring up the saints in the image of God, that we all come into the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. You have been called. You have all been called. She adoyena wuyema obino eye nyame adwuma o. It is of no mistake that the wedding ring is put on a particular finger. That finger we put the wedding ring is the symbol of the pastor. So if you use your hands, if you use the five fingers to represent this fivefold ministry, the short one, Kokromotino, is considered as the apostolic ministry. The apostle covers all the other ministries. That is why Apostle Paul became like the head of all the apostles. He became like the head of all this ministry. The apostle is given a particular mandate, just like Adam Fupa has been given a particular mandate. He establishes something. Sometimes I ask myself, honestly, and yes, Abia, or Southwest Money can I make a can home? May say me near Cabinet them dear. And Yama be brew horn more ya mean to me yet. Mean to me, yo, mean to me, yet near me to me, the beating, and they say, me, maybe I know no asino. And no quantity I can say it on this platform. Send me to me, bought a money, a stew, pa, and then meet me, bossing, or no, to me, philosophy, ah, or software, and they sell boss, how rice, nibby mammy. And no, dear me to meet me, dear beating, but other things, be our yet. Send you to me, can near my. Sometimes I bring up an idea. And before I realized, he has established, like, executing it. I remember when COVID-19, I said, Osofo, can't we do something? They always come to us. They always come here. So if they also have the COVID, we will have it. Why don't the three of us, three families, come together and establish something? And out of that, we brought up Gilgal Prayer Fellowship that we also have. And before I realized, this man of God will say, yeah, we'll prayer meeting this time. Yeah, well, this time. And he will, 15 minutes to the time, he will send a notification. Prayer starts 15 minutes. There is also a Monday prayer in the evening, the Monday prayer at night that we do, and every it has been consistently. This man of God also writes devotion every morning devotion, scripture with prayer. Every morning you see, so apostle the night before. I'm like, how are you able to combine all this, and this same Monday, every Monday, and so over Trinity prayer line. So he is doing it in the afternoon. Prayer every Monday, Trinity prayer. He is also there. I'm like, how are you able to combine all this? This is an apostle. This is somebody called by God and who been appointed as a pastor because he covers it. He has the pastoral ministry incorporated in this apostolic. May God bless you, Osofo. May God bless you. We appreciate and we honor your ministry. To some, he gave apostles and some prophets. The prophet, no, unsana would my warning. Warning's finger, no. And some, thou say the Lord. He comes and he tells you that this man of God, the same time, oh, yeah, bonnie, obey me, I can't win him, obey you, win him. And now you 2 hours. Ye bon komosa ye can ye chibi any say without fear or favor. Without fear or favor, the prophet must be able to come and say, thou sayest the Lord, this is the mind of God. And he says, some evangelists, the tall of all the fingers, the tall one is the evangelistic ministry. It stands out. It appears everywhere and everybody knows it. A pie baby ano bianhu. A chichini pasa. Papa y answer more kenina. Or can you kodru baby a. Or say, Misrewo sa otisa jai. Misrewo otisa jai. That is the evangelistic. And some pastors and some teachers are able to break the word. He breaks the word down. He breaks the word. So that is why most ministries or most churches, they don't really categorize this man of God with this particular ministries, but they will say you are a pastor because you must bear all these fruits. You must bear all these fruits. And to you, the woman that is also in the house, feeding your husband, taking care of your husband, you are also called by God because you fall into this ministry. The hand that we put the wedding ring on makes you a pastor. Because sa and sana and nemwa kopia kumane hono. Ay eye odo ehono dono odoni friba. So when you show love to your children, when you show love to your husband, when you show love to your wife, you are also a pastor. May God bless all people on this platform. I worry for ni omo omo worry ye. Omo omo hwehwe bia worry onyankopon enhyira obi biara. If you are married and you show love, you are doing your pastoral work. Your children comes to ask you something and you don't throw them away. Minibi mumfri mi sonko. No. It doesn't happen. I know Adam Fupa family, it doesn't happen because God has blessed all of us. God has blessed us. We are millionaires. The least among us is a nation. That is our portion. That said, we shall lay up gold as dust. That is our portion. Once you find yourself on this platform, you are not a pauper. You are not a poor person. You are not a riffraff. You cannot be taken for granted. You matter in society. That is your portion. That is what God has made you. You will not be a beggar. You will not ask, always be asking from people. No, that is not your portion. You are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your family is blessed because you have availed yourself to do the work of ministry. You to do the work of ministry to perfect saints and to edify the body of Christ. That is your ministry. That is your ministry. So if you talk anyhow to your wife, if you talk anyhow to your husband, if you do oh dear, why you say kweku anansi? And now tifie kweku anansi subain now dear utifie. If we are singing saying na on watch it. And now they are both fruit, so now they call food. Yeah, can who say in Tecumati? Do you not see the say? I young son, I watch it. They are both fruit, so no, they bow with ya. Oh, they bow with ya and cabbage in your fruit. You are a horn now being who say, young son, a biaka, it will be trim. And young who's on Quana, only me answer. Quequan and Siasitana, you did not worry him. Quequan and Siasitana, you didn't nipa detina. No, serve people, do good to people, show kindness, show love to people. The work of the pastor shows love. They go beyond themselves. David went beyond himself. I said, no, I need to go fight. I need to go redeem people. This man of God, pray. Sometimes we call for emergency prayers. This week, somebody called me, told me, I say, Mubon paye bi mami aye juma pa. And this is the testimony to the prayer. And unti mi sen kura another prayer topic. Minye bi yare da ho wu. Minye bi yare da ho wu. Mubon paye mano mami. I quickly had to put it on our platform. And everybody was sharing prayer. Everybody, prayers were lifted. Adi en fire hu. Adie and fire. Sometimes you go into somebody's ministry to go o kokun to kwebi tem bia papa e ko fan to kwebi bani akokun enra. Yesterday we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about it. Somebody who is facing issue, a man, a certain man that was facing an issue. I did deportation, crampo neighbor. Quickly he came to see him. I said, Mumon Paya Mami. And I'm like, hey, these are the same people who went behind you and said all kinds of things about you. And now they have also come again and said, Bompay and teacher said, Umpaya the omni msa nooshi. Umpaya the omni msa nooshi. Yet they do what they do. Sometimes if you are not careful, the work that you have been called into, no. Your heart will be broken. Your heart will be broken such that you cannot even pursue it anymore because ocean ni papa ni pa wo de ukra to hono mama no oyetia wo a onipa wo de ukra to other for this that we are talking about is not only for obi ojina popitechi. We can extend this conversation and you will see, say, hey, send me fear, I worry, I may worry, no, so no. It's like me, I'm a pastor. mi fie aware ame hwe obema bia ba be fo afri Ghana do abesi America wodi bedru America da bia papa adam for podcast asemi wo bedru America se aha mechrew afedia medu na no me say social media na Nigeria ni bi na de ne ma me hu so Nigeria ni ye ne accent the way our kasa no what the American passport abeto no say now you see now I also got it. Now I also got it. If you say one, I'll say two. If you say pion, I'll say pion pion. Nigeria knew what when your American passport until now she has arrived. She has arrived. That is not the heart of a pastor. That is the heart of Jezebel, a wicked entity. Was it obey ye beat ya o kefrisa fedia? Or no so adene ho. Look at that. But if you can wa warrior wo worry no obema ya kono ufia utimu no obema ho ya kono obem there is a certain way we want to see the mission house obia okwaso fufie bia there is a certain way you have expectation. So I always say it that in my house there are certain things you cannot do. You cannot try it. No, it's not done. It's not negotiable. No. Otherwise, if we can do some of the things, then we can really see the ministries that we have been called into. Everybody on this platform has been called into a ministry. Everybody, maybe you are not called apostle, or you are not called a prophet, or you are not called evangelist. But have you considered that sometimes when people have issues, some way, somehow, you are the one that they want you to counsel. You are the one that they want to talk to. Have you thought about that? Sometimes an event is going on and they are looking for somebody who will serve food. And they are, oh my goodness, let me say this. I remember one time, Mrs. Adamfopa, my own sister, traveled to Ghana. I'm saying this, and I believe that there are people on this platform who can attest to this. She went to Ghana, and we had some visitors at church. I think the moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana visited when she traveled to Ghana. I mean, when they wanted to serve water, serve food, and other things, it was a whole, like now I say, and your man co years, I be biba serbisa. What the pastor said, they say, I miss Teresa. If Teresa was here, Kasadi Wingina, I is sorted. Have you, that is a ministry God has called you into. That is a ministry. There are people that may work. Virginia had Musa, I mean Kwame Shahanumu. Sometimes I get down to the kitchen and some people's names come into my mind. When I'm hungry, their names come into my mind. Mrs. Afuakwa. Kate, I'm sure she's on this platform. Mrs. Mando. Adwoa Mando ni din no kra wa ye ne sen wa ha mimbo ni din mebo wudin me da me so ya me papa mebo wudin achre when I am hungry her name just come Adwoa Priscilla's name would certainly come into my hand. Me run me kitchen as e come dem pe. It's a ministry God has blessed her with. It's a ministry God has blessed her with it. I know you are also blessed. Mama Dora, Nyamishrao, everybody on this, many, many people, we cannot mention your name. Hey, your boss scripture near Pobidi Atusu Sesia, blessed one, Beya Mayen Quick. It's a ministry. It's a ministry God has called her onto. So many people that all of you on this platform, Afrabedu is always punctual. Afrabedu will appear. So Obia Makra, Eunice Afrabedu will show up. Punctuality is a ministry. The other day, Papa was talking about it. That you have to know where to place everybody. Onipa nanoki kan sembe brebe no, yenene in time in secret. He said it. I remember, Pa. He said it. But that people, you cannot also throw them away. They also have a special ministry. They also they have a special ministry. They do say nkonyan shisha. Or besi say nkonyan quick. Or besi say nkonyan he. Can open yeba. Or be born quick. You cannot throw them away. These are ministries. I pray that we will learn to appreciate ourselves. Even your child in your house has a special ministry. There are times that I'm here and I wish there are even children around me to play with me. There are times I'm here alone and I'm like, how I wish that. Sometimes I go to Mikoke to Onomunenema just to go and play with them. Just to go and have fun with the kids. And they are all around me and I'm happy. That person has not only good spirit. It is a ministry. It is a ministry. Otherwise, it is a ministry. It is a ministry. And I know we have all been called into these ministries. And like my brother was saying, there are times that a soft former, the attack that comes on them, attack a bad soft former. So it is because they have taken up people's battles and they are fighting people's battles. Fighting people's battles. So by the time David came back, the enemy had come for the family. The enemy had come to take them away. The enemy had come to take even the wives away. Because he went to fight for somebody. They laid their hearts. Rutayensu, his upward being. Owoha, no waha, no jinaha, or bompaye wahana. And so if she's not careful, the attack that comes may not even come on her directly, but come on the children. And these are the people we need to pray for. We need to also stand in a gap for them. He says, strike the shepherd and the flock of the sheep shall scatter. Once you strike the shepherd, their front is broken. And nyani hu ba bia mo be fa o because oni odi o manim no woni ho bia odi a obi akoni we agu asai. May that never be your portion. May that never be your portion. That what you have struggled for, that which what you have toiled for, that which you have worked for all over these years, the enemy will come up one day and just take it away and steal it. And steal it. Sometimes you see the Bible, Jesus gave a parable, and I will end with this. Jesus gave a parable. He said that a man went to sow and when the ninth came, the enemy also went to sow. But they all grew up. And he said that, leave them. Don't cut it. Leave them to get to a point where they will be harvested. That is where we will know the wheat among the tear. Now, this is the difference. Say wheat. Wheat. Enyina e bre. Na e dru time se si e cha. Na e boni muase. Not a bony muase. But the tears that are like the wheat are a sisi one mono. A ni said the incrampo a moni muase ne jina hon ten ten. A jina hon ten ten sa always pointing to a rim into a jina honomosa showing a sign of pride. It will never, you see, when you have grown in the things of God, that is when you become more humble. When you have grown in the things of, and you have a touch of God on your life, you become so humble. I am yet to see a person ordained and anointed by God who still lives as a stubborn and a proud person. But if you have the spirit of tears, that is when you stand up and you cannot bend, you cannot go down. So the ministry that God has called you, he expects that you bring some dignity, you bring some respect, you bring something good about it. You show some kind of dignity. The ministry of marriage that God has called you into, bring some dignity into it. The more you grow in that marriage, the more humble you must become. The more you grow in ministry, the more humble you must be. A prideful person is not called by God. He resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. He resisted the proud and give grace to the humble. So if you have him who you are humble, he blesses you with grace. The grace to do more, the grace to take care of children, the grace to take care of the home, the grace to take care of your husband, the grace. Women are so much endowed, blessed with so many things. They can do many, many, many things at a time, and none of them will go bad. Multitasking. They are able to multitask, do so many things because they are blessed by God. It's a ministry. It's a special pastoral ministry. Don't only think that or suffer in your genus or them wo bomb pie wo preachy and as washing come on quana yes of missing ya media show and sanu yena we ni yeah wo sing was off for, and we have always been saying it on this platform. If you are a teacher and you teach well, you touches more lives than even a pastor. Let me share this. Recently my wife called me. And she's on the platform where her Amado Bia is here. She called me and he told me, Daddy, somebody has named her son after me. Somebody gave birth and has named the child or is naming the child after me. Why? Because I teach her. What Chena there was polytechnic. What Chena there, no, the girl was pregnant and she stood in prayer with the girl. So the girl was going through tough times. So she stood in prayer with the girl, and now the girl has delivered. And not there, Kolana Tono. This is a ministry. Or the Kolana Tono. Onimuni baby, teacher niya watchra wa dia dia. Eya den na otimi de oba tunu omra webusi afuoho. But she has named the child after her. That is also a ministry. Listen, God has blessed all of us with pastoral ministries. God has given us all of us. If you know how to handle it, if you know, yeah, obi wo kure nyame adom ni nyansankasa, obi wo ho no ma, asembi wo no ma de shana no no nkoka, obeka no fefefefe. Me last time I was here when somebody called me, or say me person o kasa asem we chire mi sister. And I'm saying, ah, say wo wo sister, I say debi. Wo ka e be ye da sin se na me meka. Come on me, because me nim se unim kasa. I'm say, hey, na me nim se se nyame de ochiame ministry. Ayi papa pew special ministry. Papa pew odi asema papa pew wa. Enuna ni e ka se mbi. The way papa pew was able to water it down. Papa pew say, this Christmas Christ say, ye honor Gilgal wives. Gilgal wives. That is something special we are preparing to honor our wives. And Papa Paul, that was Papa Paul's suggestion. Powerful. These are the people you fellowship with. Not the people that will always speak bad about wives. Not the people that will always speak bad about husband. Your friend. Obi Ohonman Adam Funka, Awarie Huasem Papada. Because he's in a toxic relationship. He sees all men as trees. There are some women who sees all men as trees, that nothing good shall come out of them. Those people cannot be your friend. I pray that God will open our eyes, that we will see that we have all been called into special ministries. But those that lead us also, we must honor them. Honor your husband. Honor your wife. Honor the house that you live in. Honor the institution. Honor where you have been called into. Lift up your voice. Let's give thanks unto God in the name of Jesus. Kadaba shoda balaba. Reko santa di balabo. Shabeda beda 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 beda. Kabari andelebosa. Iman toni mihan. Takabani babi ri andelebos. Iman kabani babandi brianda bale babadabo. Shata la babana bababa. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Masukada bada 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 bada. In the name of Jesus, I'm reading one prayer topic and then the men of God will come in if they have any topic. I want us to pray for the families, and as a matter of fact, all our families. Abia Eyapani say, Obe Boka Abre at the way you will toil for your family. Na Ebekwa Kudru Bebno Brun Sam Dinim Sa Akan Kwadei Na Sen Kwadei. I met a man, a friend, somebody I knew so many years ago. I met him in Maryland. Oh no, can't all catch me or say, me papa tias na ne papa your prayers be so for. And when this boy Ne papaya so for this boy never entered the church. But me call Maryland, you know. Yeah, koya sorry na Michia no sorry them ho. So I was surprised that now you come to church. I say, yes. I never believed in my father's ministry. And that is why I never came to church when my father was alive. Now that he is dead, I will come to church. Because also a shiny papa bra bopa. And I'm telling you, this is a son of a Presbyterian Church of God of Ghana. Sofwo ne basem na make country we. Well, yeah, no, yeah. Oh Jesus, I don't want to say so many things so that people. For our own life. Matthew 5:16 said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine. Our light must be able to consume darkness. Therefore, when we are walking in light, that light will certainly shine on our children. Erade my abrabon reflected to others. My abrabon reflected to that. The world does not read the Bible. The world really reads our life. We read the Bible, but the world, they read our life. So we are epistles. That's why Paul said, for we are a written epistles unto the world. That means that we are the Bible that people read. You want to lift up your voice. Erade my abrabo en sewate. Ah, my enye se bure biya ebetinya se munsuo. Ah, for others to also benefit out of us in our families in the name of Jesus. And everywhere that we find ourselves in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Katora babadabadabadabadabad. Shuntadabadabad. David went for battle, and when he came, everything had been taken away. But we pray, oh God, that even as we are in a battlefield, we will not lose that which we have. We will not lose our family. We will not lose our children. We will not lose the entire community. We will not lose our relevance. Will not be lost in the name of Jesus. Give us an exemplary life. Give us an exemplary life. Give us an exemplary life. Give us, oh God. Iko shante de bede bede. Reko sabadi babala babada ba. Shabadi ba kabo se bede bede bede. Le pandi bidi 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 kabadi ondorobo shaba. Hey, kazute de be antamani makabando. Reto sabadi babali mahande. Le korama zuke bani ma baba. Le pranda badi babe. Reko sabidi bidi bidi ya. Le pandi bidi 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 ya. Le pandi bidi media. Protect that which belongs to us. Protect that which belongs to our families. Protect our children, oh God. Even our unborn children, oh God. Makula mana 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 ma. In the name of Jesus. Azavu, please, you can take over because of our time.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Apostle Esmond, and then Apostle Abuache, Nami, Inshama, for such a powerful way. People of God, as they said, every one of us has been called by God in your capacity. Say, Yinina, ye. Abwa ama wiase asumdue abe wiase. Unyame bota enisa asumdue bebe wiase. That is why you are called not only to your church, but wherever you are. Christian values urade dia mao. Ni adumo dia mao no. U shen oho ama asumdue abe wiase. Asumdue ba na nyame ahini ebetre.
It is only when there is peace in the world. Who can go to Israel and preach? When I go to Hamas, and Israel, so when there is no peace, the gospel is not moving. And so we need to shine wherever we are. Until you are being called. But each and everyone need a helper. Yenina, yehia obuoha, ohia sika help. Obuoha, ohia encouragement help. Obuoha, ohia human power. Se, obi besom se, me bua amaya ye ejumai. We are praying for helpers. Ni bompa ya manyami asafo. And every one of us se, uradimfa bua fomreye. So that we can establish our ministries and bring the burdens of people down. Manyami and said to me, Akanipa, ye bompa yourself, be pure, dear fray, be a, and ye are soft ones, so I ye nim woman, ye slow radisem, on fabua from rain, as soft for begin to pray in the name of Jesus. May God bring us help, Rababa, whatever help you need to shine in your ministry, you are praying that, oh Lord, may you release helpers to me.
Let help appear, O God.
People of God, I want us to take this prayer and we'll close. I had a dream this morning whilst at work. In a dream, I was told that a friend has passed away. Now, I just watched a playback of how he died. It's like I was watching a movie. He was actually thrown in a place like a waterfall. Now, I say, yeah, mommy, play back. Now, we hear Madame for you. My brother, Tadia, you are TSC in Swimmo. As we're no upon him. As we're current, in Sunny current, they pushing you forward, they pushing you forward. In Tiafe, Obiani Bano, sir, Aquana, S. or Yamim, no. I saw, say, he had the last contact. Yes, or summer, Madame Fuluna, or once I took home. He tried to catch him, and so, or he didn't answer, oh, Nansan of Fahon, and my friend was no more. I said, what a force that we never together. He said, oh, yeah, I want us to lift a prayer. Any disaster the devil is plotting for us. Plotting for your family, your vampire against death, your vampire against death, Come on,
In the name of Jesus, we will not die before our time, nor disaster befall us.
Thank you, Holy Jesus. Father, unto your hands we commit ourselves, these great men and women, our families, our loved ones. The Lord preserve and protect us this week. Yeah, dear one shall also obrim pong. But your cheat dumb neck can you, huh? Near Bayer Musso, near Bayer Sane, near Bayer Quenchia, near Bayer Bayamania, near Bayer Disaster, near Bayer Quenchia, dear, and not the chum was here, Sudremo, Mochan and Casame. Let the blood speak better things about our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, unto your hands I commit these great men and women. May you bless them for their various ministries, lightening the load of humanity. I pray that all. Oh Lord, may you reward them bountifully in the name of Jesus. Their time, their energy, their money. I pray that Lord reward them, bless and establish them. And on top, may you bring helpers to them in the name of Jesus to advance their ministry. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all men and women of God. In the name of Jesus, may you preserve and protect their families, their children. Oh Lord, may you preserve their family, their children. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may your favor rest upon us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all men, women of God who come to minister to us. The Lord bless them and establish them. Favor everyone here for their contributions to this ministry. May you remember them, Lord, and enlarge their territory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God richly bless you, people of God. We are all have places that are already afraid. And we need to support one another. I can give to whom asem. If they be a Mohana, Mami has sent a message. This is my student. He's sick. Can you pray for him? Can you pray? Na testimony, sir. Womunya. Na chesem se hono wa nsheda nkwa nko chradio. Mse a gift in mse ministry and kasana. Yeah, yeah, ewo ho. Abusia for. Because I rather or shiny over to me, I so. Lord, he look at what you can do. Peter no more say, Moon ye fishy beam, mobile a nipper a ye for Moses, shesser dead or shiny eyes or come. And you fit prekope into wherever God has called you, make your light shine over there. beye inshra. Ye mubo ha ye me microphone wa sorry demota. Baba bi a wo no. You can expand, you can shine more than your church is too small to contain you because of the power of God and the abilities that God has given you. Start wherever you are. Sandevong Matina Chichemunsia, your bodama, your sas ye frifie, wherever you are, start in that classroom. Now the Lord will expand. Let us support one another. We support betimia your encouragement. We support betimia your empire. And yes, it can be before the tyranny. It's not all about money. Money is not everything. Some people just need encouragement. Obu hati tia wokom no. Udo nsabo na betina kachere nse. Nyameka hon. Mawa bemumu. That is all they need. Let us look at people and don't put all into one box. Also for them, pesicado, obiane ni uhiya. And what they need, let us give. But your home is the greatest ministry. Let us support one another. Na euradin shira ebeba yininaso. God bless you, Apostle Esmond and Papa Abuaje, for blessing us with such a word. We thank you, and God richly bless you. People of God, shall we share the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Blessed week. As you go through the week, learn to support one another. Learn to help one another. Learn to make people benefit out of you. And the Lord will bless you for that. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you, my man. Eunice, God Richard, bless you. Also, Fuzika for him. God bless you, Papa Esmond. God bless you, Millie. God bless you, Nana Jesse. God bless you, Ruth Ayensu. Fire prayer. God Richard, bless you. God bless you, Millie. God richly bless you. Mammy Eunice, Afreba, Duma, Dora. Nami Insha, Roxanne. God Richard, bless you. God bless you, Stella. God bless you, Papa. God bless you, Mammy Amoakwan. God bless you. God richly bless every one of you who join us to pray. When you mean shamu, when you mean tin and munchemo, no ma is me, I pray for Mammy Betty or Sunday and birthday. Already shram, Mammy Betty, Nema engineer. I don't know if he came, but I pray for Mammy Betty. Said, may God bless her on this special day in her life in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. God bless Mr. King. Nyame Insha. God bless you, Adumba. God richly bless you. See yourself, Uyima. God richly bless you. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. I see Bobin. Nyame Insha. Bye bye. Bishop, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, all. Roxanne. God bless you, Oboba Roxanne. Yabekasa.